Chris.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, what's going on?
It's just me and Zach and Chris again for this episode, everyone. Our buddy's still bailing on us.
Mm-hmm. Kick them all off.
Kick them all off.
You'll find out later. Yeah, we've never really had a whole lot of sports discussion on this podcast, mainly because me and Zach and Evan are mainly the ones that could really talk about sports. Presley and Layton probably would just sit there and look at us.
Eyes glazed.
But us three all have past with sports, and we all enjoy sports a whole lot. So, Chris, what is kind of your history with sports? Like, what'd you play in the past, whatnot?
I played football for 2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Literally.
I didn't even know you played football.
It was for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to be a wide receiver, and then they put me on the O-line, and I was like, I don't like being hit very
That's a
much.
Tall so, receiver. Yeah. You just throw it up to you. And
I could have been a mean tight end, though.
Like Thanksgiving football games with your dad, and he's just, like, towering over you. Yeah, you could have done that.
I could have done that. But
why'd you quit?
Oh, no, I didn't like being hit at all.
Honestly,
at all.
Same. I didn't either.
And then obviously I played basketball for 5 odd years.
5 years.
Yeah. Just
should have continued, man.
I couldn't do it in college because I didn't have a high school record.
Oh. So
I
what did you
homeschooled?
You only played rec?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Schools wouldn't let me play on for them, so didn't really pursue that too much.
Mm-hmm. But instead you went with what route?
Bowling. I've been doing that since I was 8.
Bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you quit band because of bowling.
I did do that.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
And you still do bowling for money now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still what's your
leagues and tournaments and whatnot?
And what's your average?
It is anywhere in between like 230 and 260 as of right now, as of last league.
That is good, by the way. Just so you guys know, that's a good average. I hardly get over 100 whenever I bowl. It's very rare.
I think the highest I've ever bowled was a 185, and I was so proud of it. Still am.
I think I've hit 200 before. I think that I've hit 200 once.
I get mad when I hit anything less than 200.
Why? Okay, explain to me this. Why is the curve when you bowl, why is that necessary?
It's not necessarily necessary.
Why did the better ones do that?
Longevity, really. They can sit there and do that all day long. I sit there and do that all day long, but it's not something that we do. It's whatever bowling balls we have, honestly. The bowling ball does it. We don't do it.
How important is it for the lanes to be slick?
So if the lanes are not oiled and you do that whole curve thing, it'll go literally from right to left very quickly. It depends on the condition of the lanes on how the ball will react to the lanes. And that's why bowling balls are made different, because they react to different lane conditions.
Well, the reason why you spin it when you roll, is that for the pins to move more? Instead of just going straight up?
Well, yes, kind of, for that kind of reaction towards the pins, but also to get through how the lanes are oiled as well.
Interesting.
Because there's thousands of different oil patterns. Especially for, like, tournaments and leagues and whatnot.
Okay.
Interesting.
And when did you start bowling?
When I was around, like, 8 or 9. Whenever my dad got back from his first tour.
Then you still... Okay. So, are you in a league, or do you just find...
Yeah, I just finished up a league. I finished up 2.
So, there are seasons to it.
Mm-hmm.
When is it starting in?
I should be starting another league here in, like, about 3 weeks.
Oh, so it's
It's bowling's year-round.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Like, for, like, the... Professional Bowling Association, theirs is literally the same schedule as NBA, really. They kind of start
in the winter.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then they're actually finishing up their season right now.
Hmm.
So you're going to the Vegas Nationals.
Yeah, so my dad is going to be mainly bowling in it, and I'm going to be a rep, really. I haven't decided if I'm going to 100% bowl in it just yet, but he's going to be on like a 4-man team, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's only going to be like a weekend type thing.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. So, is that televised?
I believe the finals will be televised.
Cool.
Interesting.
I believe the finals will be televised. I'm 100% sure.
How much cash do you think you've made off bowling? If you had to guess.
Before college, a bunch.
But after now?
After college, not nearly as much.
Well, you kind of had a kid, so.
Well, yeah.
Second
one on the way, yes.
You want to tell the people how long it took before you realized y'all were pregnant?
No.
Hasn't he already said? I think he's already said on here.
Has he?
I might have. I don't know.
Took you quite a while
a
to figure out.
We realized it.
Yeah.
About 5 months, right?
Yeah, four.
Four?
20 weeks.
Yeah. Same difference. So, Zach, you were like baseball. Mm-hmm. That's all you played, right? Just baseball, right?
Yeah, I never played another sport.
Okay. Take us through that. When'd you start?
I started when I was 8. It was for the, I guess I can say, the Rockville Rockets.
So you never played T-ball?
No.
Just straight to baseball?
No. Straight to coach pitch.
That's more rare than I think you realize.
Really?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Almost most of my teammates when I played, they started like younger and played T-ball, and then they worked their way up to like pitching machine and then coach pitch and then kid pitch.
I mean, that's what my brother did. He's been playing baseball for as long as he was born. Like, he's been playing baseball for a long time.
So I think that's rare to see. But anyway.
When it switched to kid pitch, that was when I was considering quitting, and then I didn't.
Because it was hard?
Well, I was afraid of getting hit. Like, some kid throwing a ball at me, and I was worried I was going to get hit in the face.
It stopped
something.
Hurting for me after a while, for some reason.
Interesting.
Like, I just got used to it.
It's because you can't feel pain?
Well, yeah, I don't have any, any emotions or anything.
Nowadays, people pray to get hit while they play.
But I was lucky enough to have good coaches that taught me how to take a baseball coming right at you. Mm-hmm. And so when it came at me, you know, you have to turn your back because that hurts a lot less than like your chest or whatever. And you kind of have to actually lean into it instead of tuck away from it.
Yeah.
So you just turn your back and lean into it. It didn't. I mean, it hurt for a split second, but after that, it kind of went away. But there was this one time where I was playing for my school team at this point, and this kid threw really hard, and I think he actually hit me on purpose because I remember before the pitch he smiled, and I remember thinking, "Oh God, what's he doing? This is either gonna be like a nasty curve, or he's gonna hit me," and so I panicked and I turned to the ball, and it hit me right on the nipple. It gave me a bruise for a good minute.
I feel like the worst place to get hit is either obviously the head, but you have a helmet on, or the knees. I feel like getting knees, ankle
sucks. Yeah. I've had that happen.
I've been hit in the
wrist,
knee, ankle, hip bone, elbow, crotch, neck, and mouth.
Golly.
How did you let that happen? How did you get hit in the mouth?
So the way it happened was that this guy had a fastball, and I don't know where he was trying to go with it, but I walked backwards, and it turned out it was a slider, and it just popped me right in the mouth.
Lovely.
I was like 12.
So he was a lefty.
Yeah. You know, he was righty.
Oh, okay.
And you know, there was, I think to this day, I hate telling this story, but I got to give props to the kid. When I was in high school, I think it was my sophomore year, I had this one guy up in White House, Tennessee, and I don't even know the dude's name, but we would go and travel up there. Normally it was a shutout, but this pitcher, he was like a solid 5'4", and he had a curveball like no other. I mean, first pitch, curveball, it was coming straight for my head, and I literally dropped to the ground, and it curved in and hit the strike zone.
Wow.
Corner of the zone. Mm. And I was like, holy crap.
That's nasty.
Next pitch, I'm thinking, okay, I just dropped. He's throwing the same thing. It was even faster than the last pitch. Went straight from my head, dropped to the ground, hit the corner of the strike zone.
Wow.
He did that 3 times in a row, and I dropped all 3 times. My coach did not even say a word. That's how upset he was. I didn't know what else to say. I'd never seen cheese like that.
I remember
life.
The first curveball I saw, too. It took a couple years. I was probably like 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 or 11. And I was in the, what's it called? I was in the district tournament for Little League, and we're in the semifinals. And there was a man on second. We were down by 1, 2 outs, and I was up to bat. It was like an 0-2 count, I think. And he gave me just a filthy curveball. It looked like it was coming at my head. So I just kind of leaned back, and then whoop, there it goes. And then that was ball game. Mm. That was very mad.
Mm. Yeah. Especially for seeing your first one.
What?
Especially
my first
for
one? Yeah, that was
one.
At least that was the first one I remember.
Yeah.
And then
the first one that was actually anything to note.
Yeah, that one actually made a difference.
Curveballs before would just drop a couple inches.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, no. But, because I started playing, I played T-ball. I started when I was 2.
Yeah.
And then
wow.
played T-ball for a couple years and then went to pitching machine, then coach pitch, and then worked my way up. So for you to start just right out the gate when you were 8 years old, I think that is kind of rarer for for kids that play baseball.
Yeah.
But I played basketball. I played football for 2 seasons. Same as you. I didn't like to be hit.
I didn't like getting hit, dude. No. I was like, I'm not playing this right now.
Well, when I was – my first season, I was six. And when I was six, I was kind of smaller, so I was running back. Mm. And I really got hit then. I didn't like that. And then I didn't play for another, like – I played again when I was in seventh grade. I was 12, something like that. And then I was – offensive lineman, and I hated that because that just wasn't fun.
Yeah, no.
So
that,
I just
that's what they put me as. So they put me on the line. I was like, I don't want to do this.
No, but basketball and baseball were my main things, and then I ended up quitting both of them at the, around the same time. I was like 15. Cause it just got to the point where it was like it wasn't fun anymore. It was a chore. Mm. It was like I have to go to practice now. I have to play this game. I just didn't. I stopped enjoying it. I don't really regret it because it really did. Like. It made me almost mad having to go to all that stuff because that was like my childhood was like I go to school and then I have practice during the week and games on the weekend. And I was like 10 or 11 years old playing like 90 to 100 baseball games in a few months because of all the travel ball I did.
Yeah.
And we would travel all over the place and like that was my weekend. Then had a couple of intense coaches that took the fun out of it too.
Oh yeah,
that's always
fun.
The worst thing too.
Hated that.
It definitely make or breaks athletes.
Like one of the coaches I'm thinking of, he knew what he was talking about. He was a good coach when it came down to it, but like being 11 years old, 12 years old, you're getting screamed at by this man. That's not. It just took the fun out of it. It made you almost. It made you scared to mess up.
Yeah.
And like during that. It was, like, good because it actually made us perform better because we didn't want to mess up, but...
It wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't fun.
It was like bench warmers.
Yeah, you're just getting... Yeah, but, I mean, because that coach, I'm kind of great. I'm grateful for him, I am, but... Because, like, that team, I'm we had a travel ball team that won state. We were the ranked number one in the state for a couple years, and then we ended up going to the 11U World Series... in Gulf Shores, which was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. Mm. And then we ended up ranking or finishing seventh in the nation. And that was...
That's pretty cool.
That was incredible.
That's cool, man.
But, yeah, like, looking back on it, I'd have no regrets on quitting when I did because it just was not fun anymore.
Yeah, but, I still loved it up until our quit. But the thing was is that... I never really quit. I got forced out of it because of COVID. Check out last episode.
Well, that, I mean, you also got hurt too, so.
So, yeah, we went into all that last episode. It was terrible, but, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. My favorite part of pitching was throwing knuckle curve. That was my pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't throw a changeup to save my life, though.
I had three pitches.
What was yours?
Fastball, circle change, and a cutter.
There you go.
I couldn't throw a curveball. I never learned how.
No. It's not too hard. It's more so like I realized how important hand position was. Like you gotta leave space between your fingers and your palm.
I barely pitched though. I was first base and third base, like whole time. I didn't like pitching. And my coaches knew that, so they would put me in if they needed relief, like for one or two innings, but I hardly started and whatever. But, yeah, then I stopped playing, but I still love watching sports. And, I mean, I knew – dude, I think I've told this story before. I've always – that's been, like, my forte. Like, when I was a kid, instead of watching cartoons, I would rewatch my team's games and stuff like that. So, like, sports have always been my thing. And then I went to school for it and whatever. But the three of us, well, I wanted to talk about sports is we literally just all the time riff on it forever.
Yeah.
So here's a topic of discussion, Chris. We had this the other day. You think maybe the NFL is rigged?
My gosh.
It's the dumbest thing.
That is so...
Let's hear it.
There's just... I mean, come on now.
No.
This past...
Then why do you... Hold on.
Super Bowl.
Why do you watch it if you think it's rigged?
No, it's just the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about Super Bowl. I'm not talking about regular season or anything like that. I'm just talking about Super Bowl.
All right.
Just talking about Super Bowl.
Why was it rigged?
It just seemed like that game was cut and dry, bought and paid for it before it started. I don't know why. I had my suspicions. Don't get me wrong. Both teams played fantastic games. Mm-hmm. They really did. Like, there was not many mistakes on each side. They were both playing both sides of the ball really, really well. I don't know. I feel like just somebody up there wanted Patrick Mahomes to have another ring.
Another
ring, yeah.
I think, respectfully, that is the most stupid crap I have ever heard in my life.
Here's the thing is, I think I explained this the other night when we were talking about this. When you're really, especially in a game that important, you really, whether you like either team or not, most people root for a team. And especially if you're really into NFL as we are,
yeah.
Like, you have different opinions about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs because they've been winning a lot. And this is how I felt about Tom Brady and the Patriots. They were always winning, and I never rooted for them, but they won. It was never I never thought it was rigged. It's just the system they had and the game plan they had for almost every game, and the coaching was phenomenal, and they had the perfect game plan for every team, even if they lost. And that's just what it was. They out-coached and they outperformed the teams they beat. Barely, because most Super Bowls they barely won. But
there hasn't been too many Super Bowls that have been just a wipe, an absolute wash.
Besides Broncos and Seahawks back in the day, the Seahawks beat the Broncos with Peyton Manning like 44-8 or something.
But come on now, that's
was that rigged too, Chris?
No, that's just Peyton Manning being Peyton Manning.
Oh no!
I just think about it like this. Let's just take the whole conspiracy out of the way for a second. You grow up playing a sport that you love, and you're told to get better at it. You grind. Let's just say you're a wide receiver, and you go through high school. Coaches tell you how to work hard, how to make it to the next level, how to get into college, how to get scouts to work at you. You get to college. Okay, scouts are looking at you. This is what the program looks like. This is how you get bigger and beefier, and then finally one day you get called up to the NFL and someone has to sit down and tell you, okay, everything up to this point has been great, but the rest of your life is about to be a lie because everything's rigged. The season's rigged, Super Bowl's rigged, this is your schedule, this is what you're supposed to do, put in the work, have fun. Do you really think that's what happens?
I'm not, like I said, I think it's just Super Bowl, but also everything changes once money's involved.
I think if you wanted to make an argument that refs are paid off,
that is,
very possible, but, and it's happened.
But even in the NBA, it has.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
But even then, there hasn't been one game. I mean, there's been certain calls that you look at, and they're like, okay, that could have impacted. But if refs are paid off, they're not going to know, like, this call I'm about to make is going to impact the game. The refs are going to have to be bad the entire game to make sure one team wins. Yeah. We've never seen that. We've never seen it so horrific that
we haven't seen it frequent. It pops up here and there. Not this past season.
But that can just be bad refs.
The season before was pretty bad when it came to refs. It was pretty bad.
There are game decision calls.
Yeah, there are definitely some game-changing calls.
Like, you ever seen Angel Hernandez behind the dish?
Yeah.
That should be enough for you, but I don't know. Like, I can't remember who it was. I just saw this on TikTok the other day. There was some MLB player who talked about how he saw Angel Hernandez at a bar before a game one time, and he bought him a round of beers, and Angel was like, "You don't want to say anything else to me?" And the guy was like, "No, I just want to buy you a round. See you tomorrow." And then for the rest of his career, he got good calls from Angel.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I forgot who it was, but he said that openly. And it's like, yeah, stuff like that happens.
I don't know, man. Even if they are paid off, I feel like eventually people would have had to caught on like they did with that NBA ref.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
People would have had to catch on. And there's too much talent and physical athletic ability that goes on in the NFL for that to be rigged. And like what you were saying, people that are that competitive, that are in the NFL, they're, even if they are being paid to lose, like the players, that ego and that mindset and that competitiveness has to take over at some point and be like, I'm not losing this game.
Yeah.
I don't care about the money. I want to win. Like, there's too much that goes into an NFL game for it to be rigged. Like,
I could see that.
The freaks of nature that people are in the NFL. Yeah. Like Patrick Mahomes. There are
a lot of them.
Yeah, like Patrick Mahomes. The way he contorts his arm and, like, he's not even fast, but he somehow gets around. He's you can't rig that stuff.
The talent is weird.
It's
right
insane.
Now.
Yeah.
Everybody's a superstar.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are.
Everybody's a superstar.
And then you have people that are nobodies one season and they come back the next season and they're just. All right, when you think of, like, your Mount Rushmore of athletes, like, you have four, not necessarily the best, but, like, four that you like the most across any sports, like what they mean to you, like, your favorite athletes of all time, like, your Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
Who are those? Not the best, just your favorites.
You start, and then I'll fill mine.
Okay, so.
That's think about tough. That.
Number one, no question, he's the center face of it, is Joey Votto.
I can see that. Yep.
He made me want to be a first baseman. I copied his stance, his batting stance. Not only is he a great player, he's a great person. Like, he always does a lot of charity stuff, and I don't know, he's a great guy. So he's up there. Someone y'all won't know. His name, well, you know, Zach.
Yeah.
Chris Lofton. He was a basketball player for Tennessee. I wanted to be him when I was about 5 or 6. he's the all-time three-point scorer in the SEC. He was insane.
All-time?
All-time in the SEC, yeah.
Did he ever play NBA?
Nope. His defense wasn't good enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a little smaller. He still plays overseas somewhere.
Wow.
But yeah. So Chris Lofton, and then probably Peyton Manning. I put Peyton Manning up there.
Even though
I didn't see him play for Tennessee, because I was before I was born, he was still one of my favorite players. And then last one. Oh my gosh. Probably
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Probably Ricky Williams.
Ricky
Williams. You know who that is?
No.
You know who that is?
No.
He played for the Dolphins. He was drafted by the Saints. He's a running back. He's the guy. You probably won't know him. He got suspended for about a year because of weed, and then he came back like completely different person, like different. The way he talked was different. He had dreads and he was bald after that.
Whoa.
But he was still really good. There's like documentaries about him and stuff. Like he could not stay off weed.
Okay.
And then he came back and like better person and was still phenomenal. But he was really good. So yeah, Joey Votto, Chris Lofton, Peyton Manning, Ricky Williams. Those are my four on my Mount Rushmore.
Interesting. I think. All right, so if I had to think about my Mount Rushmore, first person to come to mind, it's hard, but I'm going to have to say Chris Johnson.
Okay.
Running back for Tennessee
in
the 2000 club.
CJ2K.
Yeah, he was really great. When I was growing up watching football, he was like my idol. It sucked that he was such a testy person on the field and off the field, but you know, that's definitely up there. Put him in my two spot. Kobe Bryant is in my one spot. Yeah. And R.I.P. You know, I'm gonna be the first to admit it. I am a bandwagon Kobe Bryant player, okay? And it was really sad to me that I only learned how amazing he was after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta understand, I started watching basketball in like 2015, 2016. That was right when Stephen Curry started to catch some notice.
Right about when Kobe was about to retire, too.
Yeah, so all I ever saw from Kobe was this like confident, cocky guy who could make maybe a third of the shots he heaved up.
So he was just older at that point.
Yeah, and I only ever saw the end of his career at the Lakers, and he never did anything. So I was like, okay, why does everyone say he's like so amazing? But after he died and everyone started talking, and then it was so impactful, and I was like, why does everyone care so much about this guy? That's when I started learning about who he was, Mamba mentality, like the kind of like he has the kind of work ethic I strive to have but will never have. You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody's gonna
anybody.
Yeah.
So Kobe to me, to me, that's a Mount Rushmore player for me.
Going back to CJ2K, Chris Johnson, God, he was one of those rare people that like when he had the ball in his hands, he literally at any moment was gone. Like
it didn't matter. Yeah,
it did not. Any time he got the ball, it was like he might be gone right now.
It didn't matter if there was green grass in front of him or the entire team. Yeah, he was going to get some yards.
It was ridiculous.
So what was it? Was it in 2008 that he reached the 2,000?
Something like that. Yeah. And then what was kind of crazy about him, if I remember correctly, like towards the end of his time with the Titans, I think he struggled with injuries. And so he didn't do a whole lot, maybe his last year. And then he went to
the Cardinals.
And there was a couple years where he didn't do much. But then out of nowhere, this one year, like he was back. And like he had a phenomenal year. I think he made the Pro Bowl again. And I remember he was on my fantasy football team. Mm. And like he was like one of my best players on my fantasy team. Yeah. Like after his prime. But he all of a sudden had a phenomenal year. Then after that year, he kind of started to decline again. Yeah. But yeah. I think he has 10,000 rush yards for his career, certain amount of touchdowns. Like, he has the stats to where in a few years he could be considered for Hall of Fame. But he just didn't play long enough. That's the only thing.
Yeah. That was definitely tough, especially being a running back. That longevity.
Running backs sadly do not last long.
Yeah. So that would be the one and two spot for me. The third spot, I'm going to have to give... Can I give him a tie for the third spot? Tim Tebow / Peyton Manning were a big deal to me. Tebow. I love Tim Tebow because of everything he did. Obviously, like with me being Christian and seeing how he like presented himself on the field and faced all that adversity was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't all that great of a player, though, is the thing. Like he was good
in college. Yeah,
he was amazing in college. It was crazy how he didn't make that jump. You know, it was sad to see, but. Then he tried to play baseball, which I thought was kind of cool. Yeah. But
then he actually came back to the NFL and was as a tight end, only for preseason, and he sucked.
Yeah,
so he got released before the regular season even started. That was like 2 years ago.
But then as a player, I love him. But then I think about Peyton Manning and his legacy that he left at Tennessee, and not even that, but also the Broncos. I was a Broncos fan just because of Peyton.
Yeah,
I think everybody was.
Yeah, and so I think that was amazing. And then my last spot has got to be Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Dirk
that's
Nowitzki is my guy. He just put such an amazing print on the game, like especially with his fadeaway shot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly. I tried to develop that when I started playing basketball, which is crazy. Like, I tried playing basketball. I was just – no one ever taught me the game, didn't understand it. So, like, I remember I went to a tryout. And it was bad. they also put me up against a guy who was 6'11".
My condolences.
Yeah, I know.
I would love to find some type of league or something. I'd have to get in better shape and start practicing again, though.
There's a league at my gym on Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. The Tuesday morning league, you know?
Hmm. Tuesday mornings?
That's actually pretty common amongst gyms, and I didn't know that. Okay. But there's, like, Tuesday morning leagues around, I think, the country. But maybe it's just the state. I don't know. But yeah, that's my Mount Rushmore.
That's a good one. Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I've been sitting here thinking about it, and I'm going to be weird.
I mean, it's yours. So.
Yeah, no. First one, probably I'm going to start off with a bowler, goes by the name of Chris Barnes.
Wait, is that the famous guy who says, that's you, not you?
No, I know exactly who they are. That's PDW. That's P. Weber, who's also another GOAT in the game. But Chris Barnes, I've always loved his game. I've always loved how he's just developed, and even as he's getting older, he's like in his 50s now, he's still in the game, always doing well. So that's probably my first one. Second one's gonna be a little weird, but I grew up watching him. Sean White, the gold medalist snowboarder.
Wow, okay.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Sean White, it was also always just awesome to watch him. Just an absolute athlete. Snowboarding is not an easy task for anybody, but being a gold medalist back to back, you know, is just always awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say after that. I'm waiting for you to say LeBron James.
Nah, no.
Okay.
No. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to disrespect LeBron in his game, but...
That's fair.
Because, I mean, he's the all-time scoring.
Yep.
Just, I mean, LeBron's just disgusting.
Yeah.
When it comes to basketball, surprisingly, Nate Robinson.
Oh, Nate Robinson.
I like Nate Robinson.
Yeah, I've always liked Nate Robinson.
That's cool, man.
Just being always one of the shortest dudes on the court, but it did not matter.
And winning a dunk contest?
Yeah. I remember watching that.
That's insane.
Insane. But
when did he retire?
Long time ago.
Oh, was it?
I want to say
it was like 10 or 15 years ago.
By the way, obviously we can't put this on here. I just was looking up Chris Lofton highlights, and this is when he was in college. Again, this was on Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant? Mm.
Yeah, this was a game winner. Look at this.
Didn't Kevin play for Duke?
He's right there at Texas. Yep.
Texas.
That was deep, too.
Wow. That's
Chris gross. Lofton was a beast.
Different That's breed, gross. If you will.
I wanted to be him. Like, I had a jersey of his, and I would put his jersey on and go outside and shoot basketball and narrate it like I was an announcer. I love that, man.
Oh, what kid didn't do that?
His, so much fun. His jersey just got retired. For Tennessee, too.
Oh, that's so great.
But, yeah. Do you have any more on your Mount Rushmore?
Let's see. I had Chris Barnes, Sean White, Nate Robinson.
Any
I got to give it to Derrick Henry. That was going to be my next one. That's I got to give it to Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is the new and improved Chris Johnson if he can actually put up the numbers like he's...
I wish Chris Johnson was Derrick Henry's size.
I think the reason Derrick Henry hasn't been doing well like he's supposed
Injuries.
To.
And well, O-line. O-line is the biggest thing.
Well, what's crazy is he had a down year last year, but he was still one of the best in the league.
Didn't he still run for 1,000?
Oh, yeah. He had like 1,300 yards.
Okay, yeah.
I think he was second in touchdowns, too. Well,
that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Tannehill had no one to throw to.
Derrick Henry's had kind of a unique career because his first 2 or 3 years, he was a backup.
Mm-hmm.
To DeMarco Murray, remember him?
Yeah.
Talking about at Alabama?
No, when he played for the Titans. His first 2 or 3 years, he was second string.
Mm-hmm. Why? But he was so good at Alabama.
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't hate it just because it kind of humbles those types of guys too.
I think almost the coaches thought he wasn't really a starter. He was one of like the change of pace type players because
He was a starter at Bama.
He was. Huh. I don't know, but a few years after he was in the league, he got the starting job, and it was just, like, immediate.
Immediate.
He was insane. But, yeah. And then, like, what's this? Do you remember Lindell White? You remember that name?
That sounds extremely familiar.
Nah. He played with Chris Johnson, and they had a nickname. I think it was, like, Flash and Smash or something like that, because Chris Johnson was – electric, and then Lindell White was this big, kind of like Derrick Henry, was bigger, and they like led the league in rushing for a few years.
Wow!
But
that's the one thing I hate about the Titans, man, they get all these great weapons and can't produce
except for receivers. They have nothing. Right?
They have no receiver. I mean, last season they not this past season, but season before that they did have one of the best receiving corps, and then they just died for some reason.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee Titans have always struggled with an O-line, though.
They've yeah.
always struggled with one.
Zach, you don't keep up with NFL much.
No.
Or at all, really, until the playoffs, probably, right?
Yeah, when the playoffs start, that's generally when I start watching.
Or you'll watch the Titans, like, if they're on or something.
When the Titans regular season is going on, I will try to plan my schedule so I can watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, no, I don't really keep up. Like, I know, what was his name? Aaron Rodgers just went to the Jets, and that's a huge deal.
That's crazy.
Especially considering his relationship with the 49ers. I know some people thought he was going to go over there.
Because he's from Cali.
Yeah.
I'm actually really surprised he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do they still have Garoppolo?
No. Garoppolo went to Vegas. Raiders.
Raiders.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but that was crazy. Anyways, you know, I like the NFL. The issue is I don't understand the game like y'all do.
Yeah.
Especially you. I mean, I know you know the game, but yeah. Anyways, Madden, I just disintegrate. but, like, I don't understand. I don't understand when to throw, or, like, a slant route or what. how man-to-man and zone is works and how effective it is with certain players. Like, I just don't understand.
There's a lot that goes into it.
There's a lot that goes into the game of football.
So
but
it's
it
just
is beautiful.
Never been for me. I enjoy watching. I'm a casual watcher, I guess.
More of college football, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But when it comes to, like, NBA and MLB,
I don't think people realize actually how much goes into football. Like, it's not just, like, some weird-looking ball that you throw and run. Like, there's a lot of analytics and a lot of thinking that goes into it.
There was a lot of really good defensive teams this past year.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
49ers were
we weren't bad.
Insane.
Titans
weren't
defense,
bad either.
I can't complain. Yeah. I really can't.
No,
except for our secondary.
Wow.
Our secondary I can complain about.
I don't know about that.
Who's a player you thought never got, like, as much credit as they deserved?
NFL?
Anything.
Oh. Mm. It's hard to say.
I'll give you a biased one. Tua.
Oh, Tua.
People hate on him just because, like, he's got a weird throw when he's a lefty and he's...
Well, it's not
and he
just
gets
that.
Injured.
I mean, he does get injured a lot, but that's also not his fault.
Yeah.
I think Bam Adebayo doesn't get enough love.
Ooh.
Which he's on the Heat right now, but when he was on the Raptors,
What do you like? What do you think about Trevor Lawrence? He's getting better, right? Good quarterback.
He's on the Jags, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, I have no reason to dislike Trevor Lawrence other than he came from Clemson.
Yeah.
But he honestly did have a really good season last year.
Let me show you this. All right, let me show you his stats this year: 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks. Let's look up Tua's stats. Because they're not far off.
Yeah, they're probably the same.
I think he had less yards, little less yards.
A little less yards.
Same touchdown to interception ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And people are absolutely praising Trevor Lawrence and just hating on Tua.
Trevor Lawrence looks like the Easter Island statues.
Yeah. But, like, I just don't get it. Because Tua was literally, before he got hurt last year, he might have 40 touchdowns if he didn't get hurt. He was out like 7 games.
That's still better than Tannehill.
Oh yeah, was that because of his head?
His head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he had two concussions
last
season that were very scary.
That was scary.
But
and then no one talks about Josh Hamilton and how scary that was too.
Josh Hamilton.
Is that the right name?
You mean DeMar?
DeMar Hamilton.
DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin.
Josh Hamilton was a outfitter for the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
that's why you're thinking that.
No, DeMar Hamlin.
That was extremely scary.
He has recovered well, though.
Yeah, he's gonna come back eventually.
Yeah,
he said
he has recovered well. That is a very scary thing to happen, though.
Mm-hmm. I was watching that live, as I do with almost every primetime NFL game, and the broadcast didn't do anything for like an hour.
Oh, they cut it off completely.
Yeah. Eventually, they're like, we'll keep you updated on what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. They just canceled the game.
Well, yeah, they rescheduled that game.
It never got played. They never finished it.
I thought they played that game.
No. Again. If you look back, on their record, it shows the Bengals and Bills have one less game played than anybody else. Hmm. Yeah, they just never finished it. No,
so
that was extremely scary.
We're going to play a game of overrated, underrated.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Joe Burrow.
I think he's underrated.
I think he's slightly overrated.
I don't know. I think it's too hard to say because he's still in his rookie years, you know?
Yeah, he's only in his third year, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great player. I think he's slightly – I think his personality is what people like him for.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for that, he wouldn't be as hyped, but he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm. I think it's insane to think about the jump between – college and NFL. Like, I'll see.
The difference is insane.
Like, Hendon Hooker, all right? Absolutely dominated that year, that last year he played.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, coming off the injury, going into the NFL, like, he hasn't done very much.
Well,
like,
he just got drafted.
He just got drafted. He hasn't played in the NFL yet.
Yeah, he hasn't played.
But what I'm saying is that, like, me not knowing football, instant starter. But apparently not. I just don't know enough about it, I guess.
I would have him sit for a year.
Here's the thing with Hooker.
Especially after his injury. I would have him sit for a year.
He's coming off ACL. He's 24 years old, which is older for a rookie.
It is older.
Yeah.
And a lot of his success, and this is coming from a Tennessee fan, can be looked at his head coach. the system that Hendon Hooker was in. Josh Heupel's offensive mind is crazy.
I love Coach.
Crazy creative. And so Hooker did have receivers just wide open sometimes.
Sure.
But he also made incredible plays. So that's why he wasn't a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He was a third-round pick, which still isn't bad.
The draft was weird.
Yeah, it was.
The draft was really weird.
But Hooker's going to a Detroit system where Jared Goff is a quarterback right now, and he's okay. He had a good season last year, but he's probably not forever. So they'll probably sit Hooker for a year, maybe two, and learn, and then he'll get his chance.
I think that would be the best thing for him. If they want him to continue to be successful, it's
especially
let him sit.
Yeah, especially coming off of his injury.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Allen, overrated, underrated?
Overrated.
Thank you.
He's overrated.
Is that a receiver?
That's quarterback for the Bills. That's
quarterback for the Bills.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
Physical attributes are insane. Like, he's an athletic quarterback.
He's a big dude.
Big dude.
He's a big dude that can move.
Like,
Big Ben could never move.
No. And yeah, Josh Allen's quick, too.
Josh Allen is pretty quick.
I think he's 6'5".
I want to say.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 238.
238. Wow. He's a big dude.
Yeah. And what's all right? Average tight end
height.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been a mean tight end.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
Average tight end height and weight is 6'4", 254. So he's taller than the average tight end and like 15 pounds less. Like, that's a big quarterback.
That's a big yeah.
But he just has trouble with turnovers. That's his thing. He just throws it around too much.
I also think his receiving core needs to be reworked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got Diggs.
He's got Diggs, and then who's their running back? Singletary?
Yes, but they just picked something up. I can't remember.
I don't remember if they did or not. I mean, Singletary is not bad.
No, I mean, he's all right, let's see here. I'm going to find random athlete. I can only find NFL. I was going to try to find, like, a random athlete, Will, and then we would discuss if they're overrated or underrated.
Mm. I like that.
Here, I'll do NBA, because I know a little bit. Zach knows more about NBA than he does.
Yeah, I try to keep up with it as much as possible. Like, these playoffs are weird right now.
I'm a little shocked.
I'm impressed but also disappointed.
I'm a little shocked that Los Angeles has been doing as good as they have and Golden State did as bad as they did. Klay Thompson in the playoffs did not perform nearly as well as he was supposed to. No,
and I was going to talk about that too. That kind of upset me.
I think he, in the field, he shot for like 20% or something.
Miles Turner? Y'all know much about him?
I have no idea who that is.
Nope.
I think he plays for the – I can't remember.
I have no idea who that is.
Oops.
But I think – I don't know. It's hard to say who's going to win in the East because 76ers and Celtics is a hard matchup.
Here we go. But Joel Embiid?
Properly rated.
He just won MVP.
I think he's properly rated. Defensively, he's a monster.
Mm.
I think –
he can do a little bit of everything. That's what's pretty cool. That's what's changing in basketball, too. You got these centers shooting threes and, like, point guarding it up.
Like Anthony Davis able to shoot a three. That's
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think Joel Embiid is properly rated.
Yeah.
I think people give him the right amount of praise, but also the right amount of criticism.
Overrated. But then you look at someone like, what's his name? Devin Booker on the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Way underrated player. Like, the fact that he never makes it hardly to the All-Star game is kind of sad. But yeah, and then like Luka Doncic. Doncic?
However you say his name. Just say Luka. We get it.
I don't know. We all know who Luka is.
Oh, God, I love Luka. I love Luka. That's like one of my favorite players.
Maye Oni.
No idea.
I don't know who that is.
No idea.
But yeah, I think – I don't know what it is. It's like I grew up – I hated basketball. I didn't understand it. I liked shoot hoops like any other kid.
Oh, yeah.
But – you know, when I came to watching, I didn't understand it. But then I started realizing, like, once I started playing, like, how hard it was to do the things they did. Mm-hmm. And that got me interested. Mm-hmm. I got hooked.
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool. And then, I don't know, basketball to me is not as hard as a lot of other sports. But it is definitely a mental game. And
it's definitely a mental game. It's definitely a very athletic game,
in
my opinion.
And to see that, like, the best shooter in the world, Stephen Curry, undisputed, thank you, no arguments, is shooting like a career average of like 50-ish% from the 3-point line. And that's like the best. It's pretty cool to me. And it's not just like, oh, he shoots 95% of the time. And it goes, like, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
Do you remember thinking when you were a kid, like, the best players, like, didn't mess up at all?
Oh, yeah.
And like, now that you're older, they're like, wow.
Yeah, like, Babe Ruth always got on base. He never struck out.
Never. That's so funny.
And then, like, my dad was a big Larry Bird fan, and so I always heard that. So I remember asking, like, did Larry Bird ever miss a shot? Like, he never missed, right?
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, to me, is somehow underrated. Like, I don't see him in a lot of top five.
I think it was before our time, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was hyped back then.
He was...
Have you seen his highlights, dude? Yeah. It is insane.
Yeah. I actually watch a lot of highlights. I like to watch Wilt Chamberlain a lot, and even Charles Barkley, old Shaq, any of those guys, you know.
Has anyone ever seen Kenny the Jet play? Because I sure haven't.
No.
No.
I don't think he was that good. He's just known for his... Yeah. TV stuff.
Or what's that other guy, the white dude that's on that TNT?
The bald guy?
Yeah.
I don't think he ever played. I think he's just an analyst.
No, he played.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who. I can't remember.
Ernie?
Ernie.
Is that it? Ernie.
I don't know if he ever played.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I got it. Ernie on
Ernie?
TNT. Did you ever play, honey?
Did you ever play Ernie?
American sports commentator.
Ernie Johnson Jr.
Play basketball?
Did he?
Oh. Ernie Johnson, what the? Wow. He did.
Yeah.
76ers?
He was drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers, 14th round. What?
In 1973. 73.
That was before they knew how to dribble.
That's crazy. Wait.
Before they knew how to dribble.
Wait, now it's saying he didn't play. Although Ernie Johnson commentates on the NBA, he has actually not ever played in the NBA.
Hmm.
I'm confused. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm confused.
All right, let me see this random NFL wheel. Oh. Yeah. Right here. Zach?
Yeah.
Hopefully it shows very popular players so you can participate. Spin it. Who's overrated? Who's underrated? Oh, we got, you know who Justin Simmons is? Broncos safety?
No idea.
Safety for who?
The Broncos. Don't recognize it?
Mm-mm.
Let me look up NFL quarterbacks.
NFL quarterback wheel. There we go. Or receiver wheel. I'll do that one, too.
NFL QB wheel. This should be a little easier.
I'm just going to say overrated to everything.
Tom Brady. Oh, Drew.
Lock.
Actually, let's talk about Geno Smith. He's right there.
Geno Smith.
He had a good season last year.
He did well.
He did very well.
He did well.
For not being a starter for like 7 years.
Yeah, he
did. Yeah.
Go Packers.
So here. Let me tell you the story of Geno Smith. This is actually pretty cool. He got drafted by the Jets.
Okay.
I think like 2014. He was projected to be a first-round pick. Everyone thought he was going to be the first quarterback taken out of that draft, and he wasn't. Mm-hmm. He dropped to, like, the second or third round. And he played a couple years for the Jets, never did good. He was actually really bad.
Oh.
And then he ended up going to a couple teams as a backup. Then he went to the Seahawks. And you know who Russell Wilson is?
Oh, yeah.
Russell Wilson got traded.
Biggest failure of all time.
So Geno took Russell Wilson's spot.
Yeah, because Russell Wilson went to the Broncos.
Yeah, and so this past year, Geno was the starter the whole year. Everyone was like, this is going to be bad. This is a rebuilding year.
No,
he took them to the playoffs.
Wow.
He did really well. Like,
they almost kept going.
I know. He wasn't a starter for like 7 years or 6 years or something like that. And like out of nowhere, he made the Pro Bowl. He was an all-star. I think he's underrated.
Yeah, I would say he's underrated for sure.
What do y'all think of, what's his name? Vince Young, when he played.
He had one good year, and then he cried and left the league.
Yeah.
You remember all that crying stuff with him?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I don't know why he cried. Yeah.
I have no comment on Vince Young.
His rookie year, he did good. And they went like Titans went like 13-3 that year.
It's the only time they've done that.
Yeah.
My brother and I and my grandfather were at a game, and I remember he was, got so mad in the middle of the game, he literally took his jersey off and, like, threw it and then walked into the locker room.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. We've had some, like, the Titans have had some bad coaches.
Yeah.
They've had some really, really bad coaches.
Yeah.
Munchak? Oh, my gosh.
Munchak. Kyler Murray. Is
that the fast guy for the Cardinals?
Small man.
Properly
yeah.
rated.
Yeah.
I feel like they praise him enough, but also they criticize him into the
ground. Yeah, he is criticized.
Is that guy not a running back? He runs and holds the ball like
he's
a running
back. He's got a pretty good arm. He's just short. Yeah.
He's just really small.
Can't see over his defensive line.
Where did Kyler come from?
Oklahoma.
That's right.
He was Heisman winner.
That's right.
That's another one. I don't like his attitude.
Oh.
I don't think he's a good teammate.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But Vince Young, yeah, he had that one good year. His rookie year, he won rookie of the year, and then after that, he couldn't throw. He could run, he could not throw. He was only in the Titans for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't there long.
That was the biggest like fall off, career fallout. Like his career fell drastically after his first year.
You can compare that to Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose,
D Rose,
D Rose.
Oh yeah.
His fall off.
I was thinking of NFL.
Oh, no,
but that was because of injuries, though. Yeah. That wasn't really because, like, he still plays, right?
Yeah.
And he's decent.
He's an average player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. And then he played for the Timberwolves a while back, and he actually did really well. He
plays for the Knicks now. Is that right?
D-Rose?
No, I think he plays for the Bulls again, doesn't he?
Does he?
Maybe.
D-Rose.
Remembering that wrong.
He plays for the Knicks.
Knicks? Okay.
Knicks. Interesting.
He's only 34. He's got a few more years left.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron's going to stay in until Bronny can go play.
I think LeBron is going to be the longest-lasting NBA player.
He might.
He's going to be there while he's 50.
He's still one of the top 5-10 in the league.
Okay, look this up. Who is the oldest player to ever be in the
Vince Carter.
NBA?
Vince Carter.
Oh, that's right. It was like 52.
I already know that.
Or, no, not
I think 42. He was 45.
45?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
45 still playing football.
Holy
no,
basketball.
I'm
basketball.
Basketball.
Well, Tom Brady was.
Yeah, but Tom Brady never.
Vince
got
career.
I don't know, man. Vince Carter was. Insane.
Vince Carter. Oh,
wow.
Maybe he wasn't 45.
I thought he was like 42 or 43.
He played for 22 years. Maybe he was 43.
I
man,
think he
he's bald.
All right, well, here's an overrated, underrated. Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, man, I forgot about him. He's bald, too.
Who is that?
Kind of looks like you, actually.
A little bit.
Who is that?
Matt Hasselbeck. Played for the Seahawks for a long time. Then he went to the Titans and played a couple years when they were... He played when the Titans were really bad.
Hmm.
We had Hasselbeck before we got Mariota.
Yes.
Ah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Here's a picture.
Mariota was terrible. He had an okay season. Yeah.
I wouldn't say Mariota was terrible. I think that he did what he could with the team that he had.
Yeah. He was kind of put in a bad situation.
He was put
in
a bad situation. He didn't have an O-line. He didn't really have anybody to throw to.
Then he went on the West Coast and did even worse.
No, he went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He did.
He went to the Falcons.
He didn't. He was okay. He actually got released.
Yeah, they let him go.
He has a lot of potential. He just doesn't perform like when he's on the field. Like,
well, that's Oregon quarterbacks for you.
That's true. But yeah, Hasselbeck, he was more of a Seahawks player. He led them to – he had good seasons with them.
Yeah.
But then he went to the Titans when he was older, when the Titans were terrible. Like when they had like first overall picks and stuff like that, first round picks.
Yeah.
So, Matt, I mean, Hasselbeck had a decent career. Definitely not – I mean, he's not even close to Hall of Fame, but he was average.
I mean, the Titans are quarterback killers.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well,
they are.
I don't know. Tannehill had that one good year after Miami where he was a Pro Bowler. And
sorry, but that's because he came from Miami.
Yeah. I do like Ryan Tannehill.
Where's
he
Tannehill
like a,
now?
He's still with the Titans.
No, I mean, like, but we just got picked up. What was his name? Drew Levis or something?
Will Levis.
Tannehill will still be there for one or two more years.
Malik Willis is still there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up with Malik Willis? I mean,
he's
He's
terrible.
Why are we even messing with him?
I don't know.
He has a cannon.
I think Vrabel sees something. Maybe Vrabel just sees something that we don't.
He's a good runner. He can't throw, though. He
can't throw.
Dude's got a cannon.
Yeah.
But that's it.
He's not accurate. He's not accurate at all.
It's like, I don't know, giving a toddler a missile.
I don't know. We'll see.
It's a perfect description of what Malik Willis is.
I think Willis will probably get released. Tannehill will be a good...
I think he'll probably be there for another year or two.
And he'll start either, one or two more years.
He'll probably either retire after that, or he might go be a backup.
I think he could be a back. He's only 34.
He's not that old.
No. I think he could be a serviceable... He could be a backup, or he could be a bridge quarterback. Like... there's a bad team. They need a quarterback, and he's the mentor.
Sadly, Ryan Tannehill.
He could be like the Ryan. He could be like the Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Like
when you need him, he's solid, but he's not a long term starter.
I just wish we had a better first string quarterback. Ryan Tannehill would be an amazing backup quarterback if you needed him.
Yeah,
but
he even still shows like he has games still where he does pretty good. Like
it's really big mistakes. When you really don't need critical. To make a mistake.
Like, dude, look at this 2020 stats. 33 touchdowns to 7 picks. That is really good.
That's not bad.
That's really good. Why? And then the 22-6. That's good, too.
That's not bad, either.
Gosh, he had 3 straight seasons with 12 picks with the Dolphins.
So what would be, like, an unheard of, like, unfathomable season for a quarterback to have?
No picks, 100 completion.
Yeah. Oh, look at these Aaron Rodgers stats, dude. These are insane.
What, new ones?
Recent.
Like,
yeah.
Recent?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, so tell me, y'all inform me about the situation in Green Bay, because I really don't understand.
Aaron Rodgers and the coach butted heads.
Yeah, for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Because what's that coach's name?
Oh, is it a new coach?
Kind of. LaFleur.
He's just a young coach.
LaFleur. Yeah. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. He's just a young coach. I think that's the issue.
But, yeah, they butted heads and... Honestly, the organization kind of did him wrong. They had Davante Adams, who's one of the best in the league. They traded him, and then they just didn't draft a receiver. So Rodgers last year was stuck with these bums at receiver.
And he Lazard just still did well.
He did all right, but that was like his best one. He didn't have anybody
Adams
else.
The Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at these. These are insane stats. 25 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. 26 to only 4. 48 to only 5, 37 to only 4. That is an insane ratio.
His 2020 year was
that COVID year is insane.
Yeah. That he won MVP this year and this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then 38 to 5, 39 to 8, 45 to 6.
Wow, 2012 was a struggle for him, huh?
I think 2012 was a struggle for everyone.
If Rodgers had more rings, which I hate the freaking ring argument, it's so stupid. If he had more rings, he would be considered by more people the best of all time. Because his athletic ability is underrated too. The way he can get out of sacks and stuff. He is more athletically gifted than Tom Brady, and it's not even close. Because Tom Brady can just sit there and he's accurate and he can throw.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually getting out of the pocket and doing more than just catching it and throwing, Rodgers
Brady
is...
walks like
it's a cakewalk for Rodgers.
So, explain this to me. Does he have any... this is not... whatever. Does he have any rings?
One.
Rodgers,
one.
Yeah,
what
one.
Year?
2000... He beat the Steelers...
Oh, that must
2011?
Be Drew Brees era.
Huh? Drew Brees was on the Saints.
Oh, I was
Ben Roethlisberger was on the Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah, he beat the Steelers. But he's got 5 MVPs? 4? I think he's...
I mean, it's the same thing with Drew Brees. Drew Brees only had 1 ring.
Yeah. Honestly, Aaron Rodgers is the best... I think he's the best quarterback I've watched in my lifetime. He's more athletically gifted than Peyton Manning.
Peyton didn't like to run a lot.
No. Mahomes is close to Rodgers when it comes to athletic abilities goes. But, yeah, that's what Rodgers is known for is his touchdown-to-interception ratio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Rodgers does not throw a lot of interceptions.
Not at all.
What's the best year a quarterback's ever had?
Peyton Manning, actually.
Peyton Manning.
Really?
2013, I think. With
no
the Broncos? No, he did, but it was the touchdowns that he had.
Oh. Wasn't it like outlandish?
Insane. I want year by year. How do I find that? Stats? Here we go. The 2013, he had 55 he had 5,500 yards and 55 touchdowns
that
to 10 picks.
It's insane. Did he win the Super Bowl that year?
No, he lost in the Super Bowl. The Super he Bowl. Won MVP, but then he won the Super Bowl in 2015, which he did okay, but he was hurt. His defense really, really won that Super Bowl for him. Yeah, the thing with Peyton Manning, he actually he threw a decent amount of picks.
Really?
Like, he set the rookie record for most interceptions thrown in a year.
Mm. Which was?
28.
Oh, my God.
26 touchdowns, but he was on a bad team. A bad team. But after that year, his whole rest of his career was phenomenal.
Wow.
His rookie year was just a lot of learning, I guess.
So, I remember he almost went to the Titans when he was drafted.
Yeah. Or, no, after when he was a free agent, after the Colts released him.
He wanted to.
It was between the Titans and the Broncos. Mm. And actually the Dolphins. He was thinking about the Dolphins, too. But he ended up going to Denver because, you know who John Elway is?
Yeah.
You heard that name?
Elway. Yeah.
John Elway is the GM of the Broncos, one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah.
And Peyton Manning and John Elway, I think, got along really well. Mm-hmm. And John Elway basically promised him another MVP and another Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, seeing what we've seen from this latest draft, how do you think this 2023-2024 season is going to go?
Honestly, Chiefs and Eagles are the favorites still.
I think so.
The Eagles, really? Oh, the Eagles improved a lot.
Don't get me wrong. The Eagles had a phenomenal season last season.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Without Jalen Hurts, they struggle.
Yeah.
Because those three games that he was out,
yeah,
they struggled.
But also, too, the team around him is still the best in the league. He's got weapons everywhere.
He's got weapons
defense, everywhere, offensive line, running back. They got DeAndre Swift from the Lions,
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, you know that, man. He's on the Eagles
crazy
now.
Crazy son of a gun.
Yeah. Talk to me about that. I'm still mad at that.
But as long as Patrick Mahomes is in the league, the Chiefs are one of the favorites in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That man is ridiculous. And Andy Reid is one of the best coaches ever.
Mr. Reid, been doing it a while.
Yeah, I think the Bills are going to take a little step down. I don't think the Bills are going to be...
I don't think they're going to go anywhere.
They're going to do good.
I think they'll probably be the same as they were last season.
I'm interested to see how Aaron Rodgers will be with the Jets.
The Jets have got a lot of weapons.
They do.
They do. But I think defensively they're going to struggle. Except for
Quinn and Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like to get my hopes up about my team, but... The Dolphins do have some weapons,
they got some
dude.
Weapons. They got some weapons.
Yes. They got Jalen Ramsey from...
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised by that.
They got some other little pieces they needed, like safety help. They draft another cornerback in the draft. They got... You know who Robbie Anderson is?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a deep threat. He's fast. They got Robbie Anderson and a couple other people, but
I don't have extremely high hopes for the Titans.
I wouldn't either.
I don't have extremely high hopes.
This is a rebuilding year unless Lewis just absolutely pops off. Yeah.
And I don't think the Dolphins will like go to the Super Bowl, but
no.
I can't get my hopes up because every time I do, they just kill me. But
I mean, they didn't have a horrible season last year.
If Tua didn't get hurt, they would have had a better season.
They would have had a much better
season. He was out the last, like, six games. And they had and then their second-string quarterback got hurt. And then they were stuck with a third-round rookie quarterback.
That's what happened with the Titans, too. Tannehill got hurt, and then Malik got hurt. And we just didn't have a quarterback for about 3 weeks.
Because we were 8-3, and then Tua got hurt. We finished the season 9-8.
Yeah.
We lost 5 out of the last 6 games.
Yeah.
So did
the Titans.
Those I'm
Titans
telling you, dude.
Had a really bad losing streak. They lost 6 games in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tua, it's unfair for Tua, the hate he gets. It's without him, we wouldn't have had a good year last year.
No.
But
I can see that.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of talk about him in college, and then all I heard after that was hate.
He sucks. As soon as he got drafted, people were like, yeah, he sucks. Like, why?
He was beautiful in college. There was nothing wrong with him in college.
Yeah.
Bama?
Yeah. That is another reason why people don't like him, just because of Bama.
But people don't hate on anybody else. They only hate on quarterbacks that come from Bama.
Yeah.
They don't ever hate on anybody defensively, offensively, right. ever.
I hated that we got Derrick Henry when I first heard about it.
I didn't. I loved that.
I remember watching him at Bama, and it was like watching a horse run through a football field. Yeah. It was insane.
I will pray for Bryce Young, though.
Oh, my gosh, what happened, dude. He's just small.
He's gonna get lit up.
And the Panthers are not a good team.
He's going to get lit up.
Oh, yeah. He's on the Panthers.
He's on the Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers.
And Panthers got rid of all of their weapons.
Yeah.
They had B.J. Moore, who was awesome.
Yeah.
Good luck.
They still do have Deontay Foreman, who was the Titans.
And Miles Sanders.
And Miles Sanders.
Yeah, he's kind of like Kyler Murray. He's
going to be a lot.
He's small.
They're going to be a running team. That's what they're going
to. Yeah, they're going to have to be.
They're going to have to be a running team,
or else Bryce Young's going to die.
Die.
But oh, horrible. My gosh.
We'll see. We got like 3 months until the season starts, or the preseason starts.
I'm counting down the days.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I kind of want to make a. I don't know. I want to go through the season for each team's schedule.
Yeah.
And like predict and just see how well I do.
Let's write that up.
All right. I think that's going to do it. Hope you guys enjoyed the sports discussion. Probably won't have many of these because, it's not really our podcast, but every once in a while it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Thanks for coming
on. Yeah, thanks for coming, man. If you want more sports-type discussions, just let us know. We can make it happen somehow.
It'll happen.
Like to have like our own little sports thing in the future. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully, I can get a music thing. You have a sports thing. Mm-hmm.
Little branch
I'd be
off.
Involved in all of that.
What?
Jump. I was just gonna make a joke. I said jump over a table, talk about sports, and then come talk to me and be like, "Dude, why hasn't Kanye came back?"
I don't think there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with music.
Let's leave that alone.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us for a session of Aquaness. Go Balls.
That's awesome.